This week on Minnesota Native News, Boys for Chairman Kevin Lisi addresses the band with his annual speech, and Hope Flanagan tells traditional Ojibwe stories in Minneapolis.
Minnesota Native News is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota.
This is Minnesota Native News. I'm Marie Rock. Boys for It Band of Ojibwe Chairman Kevin Lisi delivered his State of the Band speech to tribal members on January 28th. The band has over 3,300 enrolled members. About 500 live on the reservation in far northern Minnesota. According to a statement from the band, Chairman Lisi delivered both good and bad news in his speech. Lisi told band members the Fortune Bay Resort Casino in Lake Vermilion saw a modest increase in profits for 2015, which is helping the tribal government finance reservation infrastructure projects. Off-reservation, the tribal government established a new urban office in Duluth. And in Minneapolis, the band is working to help band members buy homes in the city. Lisi says the biggest challenge facing band members is the recent surge in drug abuse. He says the band is responding with increased efforts to provide treatment for those addicted and tough prosecution for those who are dealing. Snow is on the ground, and in the Ojibwe tradition, it's time to tell stories. More than 40 people gathered at the Minneapolis American Indian Center recently to hear Ojibwe storyteller Hope Flanagan share traditional tales. Reporter Melissa Townsend talked with Flanagan at the event.
I've seen Hope Flanagan around the Twin Cities a number of times over the past 2 years. She taught me about birch bark biting at a teacher's conference in St. Paul. I saw her weaving birch bark baskets at a Minneapolis park festival. But tonight was the first time I got to talk with her about her storytelling.
Years ago, I was asked to tell a story, and I said, I can't do that. I'm not a storyteller, because I know that that's a gift that was passed on traditionally in communities. And at that time, I said, I'm no Ona Kingbird.
Ona Kingbird was a highly respected storyteller who lived in Panema on the Red Lake Nation. But toward the end of Ona Kingbird's life, her family passed the role to Hope Flanagan.
So that now when I'm approached or given tobacco during this time of year when the snow is on the ground and everything's really frozen, then I'm obligated now to tell the stories.
These are stories that teach about Ojibwe origins, clans, spirits, and animals that hold special meaning.
How do you decide what stories to tell?
I go out by the same tree every morning. I put red willow tobacco down on the ground, and I ask, show me what you want me to do today.
So somewhere in your brain, it kind of gets formed which ones to do, which ones not to do.
I feel like there's times that you get shown things. Like for me, when I get really still, in our old ways, they would say, Megwago Gibiwajigan, while you're dreaming, you get shown what you're supposed to do. So part of what's really hard on this earth is to get quiet enough to hear it. So it's a practice. You got to practice.
In the city with the sirens and the traffic and the phones and all the other stuff flying around in the atmosphere, Hope says it's a lot harder to get still and quiet enough to hear those instructions.
You know, we're out in the woods. It's easy to hear. It's easy to get quiet. All the beings that are around are remembering their original instructions, like the animals and the trees. And us, when we're out in the woods, we can hear our instructions clearly.
Soon it would be time for Hope Flanagan to begin telling tonight's selection of stories. But sorry, you can't hear them here.
These things are passed on, and you want to make sure whoever is carrying these stories are doing things in the right way. Like, they're not doing this for fame and fortune. You know, they're doing it for the children and for the elders.
Hope protects the stories so they're not treated as cheaply sold goods. And there's another, more metaphysical reason not to record.
The way I was taught is that the beings that we're talking about are very much alive and very, very powerful. And when you talk about them, they come to listen to what you're talking about. In the wintertime, when the snow's on the ground, so many of the beings are sleeping and resting. You know, so you don't call on them.
And so the nearly 60 people gathered to hear Hope Flanagan tell stories. We're sharing in something rare and valuable. For Minnesota Native News, I'm Melissa Townsend.
This is Minnesota Native News. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at MN Native News.